Barclays Bank chairman Marcus Agius resigned today. That comes a week after Barclays was fined $450 million for the alleged manipulation of interest rates. It was a practice that Barclays and a number of other banks are under scrutiny of. There's a wide-ranging investigation by regulators. Agius has been chairman of Barclays since 2007, and he will stay with the bank until his successor is found. Michael De La Merced joins us now to give us more details. He's a reporter with the Deal Book, the Finance and Wall Street News site of our partner, the New York Times. Michael, thanks so much for being with us.
Not a problem, Celeste.
So why Marcus Agius? A lot of people were calling for Bob Dimon to step down. Why Marcus?
The bank's board really, it appears that they really want to back Mr. Dimon. He's the CEO, and they think that he's really crucial to helping steer Barclays through all of the financial troubles facing European banks at this point. Whereas Mr. Agius, it seemed like he was in a better position to essentially bite the bullet.
And his reasons for resigning?
He basically said, listen, the buck stops with me, or the pound in this case. But he basically said, I'm the ultimate guardian for the bank's reputation, and because this happened under my watch, I have to step down.
And tell me more about what's happening with the investigation, which we're told now just today will launch within a couple days.
Sure, absolutely. So now Parliament is getting into the action, and so Bob Dimon's going to speak before Parliament on Wednesday, and he's likely to get a lot of tough questions. I mean, you had David Cameron on Saturday saying that Barclays senior management has a lot of big questions to answer. You have Ed Miliband of the Labour Party also saying that he really wants to take a whack at Dimon and other members of Barclays. So you can expect a lot more heat to be placed on Dimon, even though he's in his seat for now.
Heat to be placed on Dimon and Barclays, but what about these other banks that are also alleged to have engaged in these kind of manipulation of interest rates?
Sure, absolutely. A lot of banks are still under investigation, and we'll see what happens over time. But we do know that there is more than a handful of banks that are under investigation, and they include J.P. Morgan, Citigroup, Bank of America, HSBC. So we'll see what happens with the investigation, but they're definitely still under scrutiny.
And have we heard from the Justice Department about their investigation?
So far, they've only weighed in on Barclays. We don't know what's happening with the others. It's not quite clear whether Justice will file criminal charges they did against Barclays, but they've been extracting big fines, as have the other regulators.
All right. So Michael De La Merced, are we to assume that since there's an expiration date, they said this kind of manipulation happened during a specific period, which was during the height of the economic downturn. Does that mean it is not happening anymore?
As far as we know, we really don't know. One thing that they're trying to do is change the way that these interest rates are set, and that may take some time. But again, you correctly point out that the scope of the investigation is pretty much limited from what happened in 2005 to 2009. So whether it's happening now, that's still something that regulators have to look at.
And any ideas on whether or not Bob Dimon might eventually have to resign anyway?
We'll have to see. One big question surrounding him was just how shareholders felt about this. And shares were popping this morning, so he may be okay, but let's wait for Wednesday and see what happens.
Michael De La Merced, reporter with the New York Times Deal Book. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Wednesday he's talking about is the launch of the investigation into Barclays by Parliament.